BBC News with David Austin. The Islamic Cooperation Organization has pledged $350 million towards the relief effort for famine victims in Somalia. The 57 Muslim nations meeting in Istanbul heard the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticize the wealthy of the world.
Bu sınav sadece Somali'nin değil.
This is a litmus test not only for Somalia, but also for the whole of humanity. Here at the conference, every civilization, every state, rich people, G20 countries, countries with $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 in personal income, everybody is going through a litmus test for humanity.
Thousands of people have rallied in the centre of the Indian capital, Delhi, in support of the anti-corruption campaigner, Anna Hazare. Huge crowds also gathered outside the jail where he's being held. Sanjoy Majumdar witnessed the protests.
At Delhi's iconic India Gate, thousands of people congregated, shouting slogans and holding placards demanding that Anna Hazare be freed and that the government act on corruption. Similar demonstrations are being held in Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, Calcutta, and a host of other cities. The Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has accused him of trying to circumvent democracy and trying to impose his will on the government. But the spontaneous outbreak of public support is something of deep concern for the government.
A three-year struggle for control of the Anglican Church in Zimbabwe has intensified, with the High Court handling control of all church property to the excommunicated former Bishop of Harare, Norbert Kunonga. One Anglican priest has already been evicted from his home by the former bishop's supporters, who've also used violence to break up church services, occasionally with police support. Our religious affairs correspondent Robert Piggott reports.
The power struggle began in 2008 when Bishop Kunonga unilaterally withdrew the Zimbabwean church from its association with other Anglican churches in Central Africa, in protest, he claimed, against its toleration of homosexuality. Bishop Kunonga was sacked from his job and excommunicated, but, evidently with the backing of the Zimbabwean authorities, has retained partial control of the church. Now Zimbabwe's High Court has made Norbert Kunonga custodian of all church buildings, pending further court action.
There's been a sharp increase in the number of African migrants arriving in Italy in overcrowded boats run by people smugglers in the Mediterranean. Officials say that more than 3,000 people have reached the small Italian island of Lampedusa, which lies 200 kilometres from the Tunisian coast. The latest arrivals are believed to include Somalis and Nigerians, as well as North Africans fleeing the violence in Libya. World News from the BBC. A former member of parliament and senior member of Pakistan's governing party, the PPP, has been killed in a drive-by shooting in the southern city of Karachi. At least 12 other people also died in the attack on customers at a roadside cafe who had just broken their fast for Ramadan. The Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez says he plans to nationalize the country's gold sector. Mr. Chavez said he would issue a decree in the coming days which would nationalize gold extraction and processing. He said he'd use the gold to increase Venezuela's international reserves. The country has some of the continent's largest gold deposits, but it's not a major gold producer. Venezuela's steelworks, oil services and banking have already been nationalized. The British Paralympic cycling champion Simon Richardson has suffered multiple injuries after an apparent hit-and-run accident. Mr. Richardson, who won gold and silver medals at the 2008 Beijing Paralympic Games, was struck while he was out cycling in South Wales. Colette Hume reports from Cardiff.
Police say Simon Richardson was hit by a white van while cycling on his specially adapted bike. He suffered multiple injuries and was airlifted to the University of Wales Hospital in Cardiff. The 44-year-old won two golds and a silver at the 2008 Paralympic Games in Beijing, including the first British gold medal. He set two world records and was awarded the MBE for services to sport. Mr. Richardson has been in training for the London 2012 Paralympic Games.
Colette Hume. Russia has unveiled its first stealth fighter jet during a visit by the Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, to an air show near Moscow. The Sukhoi T-50, designed to be undetectable by radar, made its maiden flight a year and a half ago, but it's been kept secret until now. Russian and Indian experts are still working on the final version of the plane, which is expected to be ready in 5 years. That's the BBC News.